In 1985, Tommy Hilfiger was just another unknown designer trying to break into America's fashion scene. Competing against giants like Ralph Lauren, Calvin Klein, and Perry Ellis felt impossible. But instead of following the relentless herd, Hilfiger made a move so audacious it turned the entire fashion world upside down. With the help of advertising legend George Lois, he launched a print ad declaring, "The four great American designers for men are," and then listed Ralph Lauren, Perry Ellis, Calvin Klein, followed boldly by Tommy Hilfiger. Here's the kicker: at the time, no one even knew his name. The ad didn't highlight products, fabrics, or craftsmanship, the usual currency of print advertising in the 80s. Instead, it sold perception. By placing himself alongside fashion royalty, Hilfiger engineered instant association. If you knew Ralph and Calvin, you should know Tommy too. Marketing research calls this brand piggybacking, a strategy where a new entrant positions itself with established leaders to accelerate credibility. Risky? Absolutely. If the clothes hadn't lived up to the hype, the backlash could have ended his career overnight. But Hilfiger doubled down with bold, preppy designs that matched the image he had projected. The results? Within months, he was on the fashion map. Within years, Tommy Hilfiger became synonymous with American cool, blending streetwear, prep, and pop culture into a lifestyle brand embraced worldwide. This campaign is now studied as a case in disruptive marketing. It shows how storytelling in advertising isn't just about products, it's about shaping identity and cultural positioning. Hilfiger didn't just sell shirts, he sold the idea that he belonged among legends. One bold ad, one risky perception play, one overnight success story. Tommy Hilfiger proved that sometimes, the smartest marketing move isn't playing it safe, it's betting everything on a story powerful enough to make people believe. Written by Yashi Bhatia.